Welcome! Today we're taking the slow road through Val d'Orcia in southern Tuscany, where hill towns rise above cultivated fields and even a short drive can feel like part of the destination. This is not a region to conquer with a checklist. Think of it as a gentle journey. Choose a few places, notice the changing light, and let a meal or an unexpected viewpoint reshape the day. Val d'Orcia has that spacious Tuscan atmosphere people often imagine. Rolling ridges, lone farmhouses, rows of cypress, and broad fields patterned by cultivation. The scenery is beautiful, but it is also a working agricultural landscape. The real pleasure is in the transitions. One bend reveals a distant village, the next opens onto a valley washed in pale gold, green, or misty gray, depending on the season and weather. Leave gaps between stops, pull over only where it is safe and permitted, walk a little when you can, and resist treating every roadside view as a race for the same photograph. Pinza is a wonderful place to begin. Its compact historic center carries a clear Renaissance character, while the surrounding views make the town feel open rather than enclosed. It is easy to wander here without needing a strict route. And then there is Pecorino. Pinza is closely associated with sheep's milk cheese, and tasting it is a simple way to connect the town with the pastureland beyond its walls. Try a small local selection and let the differences speak for themselves. Montalcino has a more commanding hilltop presence. Its streets and fortified profile invite a slower climb, and the town's wine heritage is woven into the landscape around it, especially through the traditions associated with Brunello di Montalcino. Montepulciano offers another mood. Long historic streets, dramatic stone buildings, and countryside views unfolding beyond the town. Its local wine tradition, including Vino Nobile di Montepulciano, gives you another reason to pause rather than hurry onward. Could you visit all three in a day? You could pass through them, certainly, but fully exploring them in one hurried sweep misses their character. Pick two, or give one a proper afternoon and save the rest for another day. For a short, practical itinerary, start your morning in Pinza. Walk its center before the day gathers pace, take in the valley views, and have an unhurried coffee or a light lunch nearby. Afterward, follow local roads through the countryside toward either Montalcino or Montepulciano. The choice depends on your mood. Montalcino for its lofty, fortified feeling, Montepulciano for its grand streets and layered urban scenery. Build in one deliberately unplanned stop. It might be at a small village, a quiet roadside viewpoint, or a farm shop. Finish with a sunset view if conditions allow. In Val d'Orcia, the final light can be the day's most memorable stop. Alongside Pecorino, look for rustic Tuscan cooking, hearty soups, handmade pasta, beans, seasonal vegetables, and olive oil used with confidence. Meals here often feel most satisfying when they are simple, regional, and taken without rushing. Wine is part of the region's identity, but it need not become the whole itinerary. A thoughtful tasting, paired with food and a clear transport plan, can be more rewarding than trying to cover every famous label. Spring and autumn are especially appealing types of seasons for walking and countryside color, with generally comfortable conditions compared with high summer. Still, weather varies, so pack layers and allow the landscape to set the pace. A car gives the most flexibility because the towns, viewpoints, and rural stops are dispersed. On narrow roads, drive patiently, expect local traffic and cyclists, and never stop in a way that blocks farm work or other travelers. In villages, remember that people live behind those beautiful facades. Keep voices low in residential lanes and sacred spaces, follow local rules, and spend with independent cafes, shops, and producers when it feels right. The takeaway is simple. Choose fewer stops, leave room for the road between them, and let Val d'Orcia be more than a backdrop. Thank you for listening, and wherever your next journey leads, travel slowly and kindly. Until next time.